Welcome to Viz City. I'm Lottie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus to the law school, which is at the corner of 15th and Agate, right across from Hayward Field. Can't miss it. The law school is really a treasure trove of artwork. They have a fairly good-sized permanent collection on view, and then a temporary showing, usually goes for 3 months. In this case, it's a show of photographs by Terry Warpinski, and it goes through June. It's upstairs. It's a big show. Lots of pieces in there. What'd you think, Lottie?
40 pieces, by the way, and they are photographs. Terry Warpinski is a photographer and a professor of art at the University of Oregon. And this show is called From One Place to Another. She really likes deserty places. A great portion of these photographs were taken in the Oregon desert. But also she has traveled recently to Italy, Spain, and China, and the Middle East, and taken photographs of deserty places, right. And mostly.
And now, these are not your typical photographs. She takes pieces and parts and creates a larger image. She will mark on the photographs. She'll tear the photographs, do almost a mosaic overlay. She will put words, lettering, all kinds of things on there. And when I look at that, I mean, I've been following Terry's work for a long time, and so I know the style. So I went in this time with kind of a fresh look and going, why does she do that? I mean, well, isn't she capable of taking just a nice photograph? And the answer is, of course she is.
Well, it's interesting. I was just thinking, as you said that, she's made a three-dimensional landscape two-dimensional by taking its photograph, and then she cuts it up and puts one layer in front of the other and makes it three-dimensional again.
Yes, and the way she prints the photographs too are unique because they're all black and white. There's no color, and she doesn't get real dark, inky blacks. Everything is printed kind of in the middle. To me, it has a dreamlike quality.
And some of it, though, is hand-colored. And I wanted to ask you whether you know how she does that.
No.
Okay. All right.
No discussion there. I don't know.
All right.
And even the hand-colored ones are very subtle because you don't pick it up. In fact, she has written text on a lot of the photographs, and I couldn't see it until you get just the right light. So it adds to the mystery. It's like there's stuff going on there, but you're really not sure what it is. And, I mean, oftentimes when you visit a place, that's the way you feel. Like, what's the story? What's going on here? There's things going on, but they're too subtle to be obvious, you know?
She's very interested in the remains of former inhabitants, rock paintings, and sometimes empty buildings and knocked over statuary. And among my favorites are what she calls field studies, where she's gone to see some place and there's sort of a map and there's pages from her notebook,
right.
and several photographs of the area. It gives you a sense of having gone with her to this place.
Right. Those are obviously in context because the map is pointing towards the place, or there'll be field notes and then there's a photograph. But the other ones without that context, those are the more mysterious ones. Those are the ones that you don't know if she's trying to tell us something or she's not sure what she saw either, but, you know, like, was she hearing voices? I mean, they're just very mysterious.
Now, this is a very long corridor upstairs on the second floor of the law school, and the photos are along most of both sides, so you can sort of walk along and get into her frame of mind.
Yes, and many of them are very small, the images
but
themselves,
grouped,
so you can stand up very close and really be close to them. Well, the architecture of that building is fantastic, just to be in there. And then they have a good-sized permanent collection, which is on the ground floor hallway there. There are a couple photos by Ed Vleek, Betsy Wolfston's clay pieces that you love to visit. That's in the entryway of the law school,
right,
upstairs
I just,
of
I just
the library.
To mention that that is an alphabet, but not an alphabetical order, because clay tiles, and you can spend a lot of time on each one, figuring out just what letter is being presented there.
So it's a lot of fun going to the law school and just poking around, seeing what's there, and visiting the temporary show.
And next door and back at 1680 East 15th is a museum of cultural and natural history, a very nice small museum, especially a good place to take kids, and so you might go there on the same excursion.
A complete afternoon, right, in a quarter of a block.
Right.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Lottie Streisinger.